The Organization of Life. Section 1. Ecosystems. Everything is connected. You may have heard the concept that in nature, everything is connected. What does this mean? Consider the following example. In 1995, scientists interested in controlling gypsy moths, which kill oak trees, performed an experiment. The scientists removed most mice, which eat young gypsy moths, from selected plots of oak forest. The number of gypsy moth eggs and young increased dramatically. The scientists then added acorns to the plots. Mice eat acorns. The number of mice soon increased, and the number of gypsy moths declined as the mice ate them as well. This result showed that large acorn crops can suppress gypsy moth outbreaks. Interestingly, the acorns also attracted deer, which carry parasitic insects called ticks. Young ticks soon infested the mice. Wild mice carry the organism that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can pick up the organism when they bite mice. Then the ticks can bite and infect humans. This example shows that in nature, things that we would never think are connected, mice, acorns, ticks, and a human disease, can be linked to each other in a complex web. Defining an ecosystem. The mice, moths, oak trees, deer, and ticks in the previous example are all part of the same ecosystem. An ecosystem is all of the organisms living in an area together with their physical environment. An oak forest is an ecosystem. The coral reef on the opposite page is an ecosystem. Even a vacant lot, as shown in Figure 1, is an ecosystem. Ecosystems are connected. People often think of ecosystems as isolated from each other, but ecosystems do not have clear boundaries. Things move from one ecosystem into another. Soil washes from a mountain into a lake. Birds migrate from Michigan to Mexico. And pollen blows from a forest into a field. The components of an ecosystem. In order to survive, ecosystems need certain basic components. These are energy, mineral nutrients, carbon dioxide, water, oxygen, and living organisms. As shown in Figure 2, plants and soil are two of the most obvious components of most land ecosystems. The energy in most ecosystems comes from the sun. To appreciate how all of the things in an ecosystem are connected, think about how a car works. The engine alone is made up of hundreds of parts that all work together. If even one part breaks, the car might not run. Likewise, if one part of an ecosystem is destroyed or changes, the entire system may be affected. Biotic and abiotic factors. An ecosystem is made up of both living and non-living things. Biotic factors are the living and once living parts of an ecosystem, including all of the plants and animals. Biotic factors include dead organisms, dead parts of organisms, such as leaves, and the organism's waste products. Abiotic factors are the non-living parts of the ecosystem. Abiotic factors include air, water, rocks, sand, light, and temperature. Figure 3 shows several biotic and abiotic factors in an Alaskan ecosystem. Scientists organize living things into levels. Figure 4 shows how an ecosystem fits into the organization of living things. Organisms. An organism is an individual living thing. You are an organism, as is an ant crawling across the floor, an ivy plant on the windowsill, and a bacterium in your intestines. A species is a group of organisms that can mate to produce fertile offspring. All humans, for example, are members of the species Homo sapiens, while all black widow spiders are members of the species Lactrodectus mactans. Every organism is a member of a species. Populations. Members of a species may not all live in the same place. Field mice in Maine and field mice in Florida will never interact, even though they are members of the same species. An organism lives as part of a population. A population is all the members of the same species that live in the same place at the same time. For example, all the field mice in a cornfield make up one population of field mice. An important characteristic of a population is that its members usually breed with one another rather than with members of other populations. The bison in Figure 5 will usually mate with another member of the same herd, just as the wildflowers will usually be pollinated by other flowers in the same field. Communities. Every population is part of a community, a group of various species that live in the same place and interact with each other. A community is different from an ecosystem because a community is made up only of biotic components. A pond community, for example, includes all of the populations of plants, fish, and insects that live in and around the pond. All of the living things in an ecosystem belong to one or more communities. Communities differ in the types and numbers of species they have. A land community is often characterized by the types of plants that are dominant. These plants determine the other organisms that can live in this community. For example, the dominant plant in a Colorado forest might be its ponderosa pine trees. This pine community will have animals, such as squirrels, that live in and feed on these trees. Habitat. The squirrels mentioned above live in a pine forest. All organisms live in particular places. The place an organism lives is called its habitat. A howler monkey's habitat is the rainforest, and a cactus's habitat is a desert. The salamander shown in Figure 6 is in its natural habitat, the damp forest floor. Every habitat has specific biotic and abiotic factors that the organisms living there need to survive. A coral reef contains seawater, coral, sunlight, and a wide variety of other organisms. If any of these factors change, then the habitat changes. Organisms tend to be very well suited to their natural habitats. Indeed, animals and plants cannot usually survive for long periods of time away from their natural habitats. For example, a fish that lives in the crevices of a coral reef will die if the coral reef is destroyed. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.